we come to confess our sins together, I'd like us to consider the biggest picture that we have of what is happening from beginning to end in history as God is at work. We all know that the Bible begins with a story of the Garden of Eden. And that's where Yahweh, the Lord God, He establishes the creation. We remember that story, how He spoke it into existence. And in doing so, He made a covenant. And He established a covenant with man and with His creation. The Bible ends then with a story, not of a garden, though, does it? It ends with the story of a city. It's called the New Jerusalem. And we see when we look in the book of Revelation that New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven to earth. And at that time, the promises and the hopes of God's covenant are fulfilled. Between these two, something takes place. The world that was created good, but then was cursed because of sin, between these two, it is transformed and it's transfigured until it reaches the point of perfect glorification. In other words, the Garden of Eden and the coming of the New Jerusalem are the bookends of history. The church, which includes you and I, has been positioned by God to live between these two bookends. What this means is that we have the privilege of being a part of this transforming process that God is carrying out. In fact, beginning with the God-man, Jesus the Messiah, we, the redeemed, the church, we are the means through which God is carrying this thing out. This is why we are instructed to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And this is why we are called to seek first Christ's kingdom and His righteousness. This is what our life ought to be about. We are to work at bringing the pattern of life that God has established in heaven and has revealed to us in His Word. We are to work at bringing that down here into our lives, individually, in families and communities and churches and societies and states and nations. You know, that's what Moses did. He looked in heaven and God showed him the picture of the heavenly tabernacle, and then he took that picture that God showed to him and he built the earthly tabernacle. And that's a picture of what our lives are to be like. This is what our lives are to be all about. Agents of transformation between the bookends of the garden and the city. Agents of transformation in the hands of Jehovah, who by the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, is bringing about heaven on earth, to change that which was a garden into a beautiful city. And all this for one reason, for the glory and the praise and the adoration and the worship of Yahweh, our God. And the details and business of life. And there are many details and business things in our lives, aren't they? And they distract us from this big picture. But as Christians, I exhort you to step back and to see what it's all about. It's all too easy to forget what it's all about and in doing so to sin. But that's why we're here. This is why we need to confess our sins as well. But as we do so, I want to remind you that the confessing of our sins is an important part of this transformation process that we are involved in. I say this because when we confess our sins, we are bringing to earth the reality that has been established in heaven, that the Messiah who sits at the right hand of the Father sits there because, as our high priest, He gave of Himself as our sacrifice for our sins. Because of this, we who are here on earth can be forgiven. Isn't that great? Let's confess our sins with great joy and thanksgiving. Lord, we confess our sins to you this morning because it has been established in heaven through the Messiah that we are a forgiven people. And that when we confess our sins, it's settled in heaven that you will forgive us our sins here on earth. Forgive us for losing sight of the big picture of what you are doing. Help us as individuals and as families and as a church to be a transforming influence in this world and in the culture in which we live. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. In Christ's name, amen.